The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, April 22nd, 2022, Friday in the octave of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Abdesus, a deacon in the 4th century Christian community of Persia. He was caught up in the persecutions conducted by King Shapur II. Now, Abdesus was accompanied in his martyrdom by 7 men and 1 woman. Some were Persian courtiers, others priests and bishops. The woman, Tarbula, was the sister of Saint Simeon and suffered a particularly cruel death by sawing. Saint Abdesus died in 342. Saint Abdesus, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, and the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishops and of all apostles of prayer, and in particular for those recommended by our Holy Father this month. For healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries, may they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. Amen. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. O Jesus, Easter glory continues to fill the skies and to enlighten us with your radiance. We really rejoice in this season of Easter. And to say with all our hearts, Jesus, you have risen from the dead, and we praise you for that. We recall all of the sad events of the Passion and the death, but in this moment, on this Friday of Easter week, we really rejoice in your resurrection. And we have a moment to bask in the glory of your resurrection with the disciples in today's Gospel. It's a beautiful reading from the Gospel of John that we have today. It's the second time, Jesus, that you meet with the disciples after the resurrection, though the tone is slightly different. Here we find you together with them on the shores of the Sea of Tiberias, up in the north, far from Jerusalem, where the story begins with the disciples, in a sense, the place where they were first called. And there on the sea that they knew very well, they see you, Jesus, but they don't know you. They don't recognize you after the resurrection. We listen to these words of the gospel because there are so many little nuggets in this gospel that can sustain our prayer today and to help us to really reflect on what you're doing in our life too in this Easter season. Jesus showed himself again to the disciples. It was by the Sea of Tiberias, and it happened like this. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 more of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. They replied, we'll come with you. They went out again and got out into the boat, but caught nothing that night. Now, the first thing that really strikes me whenever I read these words, Jesus, is that Peter decides to go out fishing again. Now, that might just seem like a natural thing to do. He was, after all, a fisherman. But Jesus was also at this point the man whom you had called to be the rock, the one to whom you were going to build your church. And what's he doing going out fishing? Surely he has far more important business to attend to in Jerusalem, to sustain and to support all of those Christians who need to hear this message of the resurrection. And we read earlier in the gospel, Jesus said, you appeared to the disciples in Jerusalem itself, so he knows that you are risen from the dead. So what's he doing? Going out fishing. It's almost like he's going back to his old way of life. It's as if the challenge of all that lies ahead is too much for him. But I think more than that, he's still dealing with the immense guilt and the shame of having denied you when the cock crew three times in the courtyard of the high priest's house. And even though he has already seen you and has heard all of the witnesses of the resurrection, he just can't seem to get past that. And so Peter falls very naturally back into his old way of life to do what he knew best, to go out fishing. And obviously Peter, having a strong personality and one whom the other disciples really looked up to and one whom the other disciples really followed, naturally felt inclined to go with him. But we see how quickly they kind of slink back into their old way of life too. I'm going with you. They just want to get back out onto the water, it seems, and to sail away from all of the concrete problems that have occurred, to face up to the rejection in that moment, and to now face the challenge of building up the church and to become witnesses to the resurrection. It was light by now. There stood Jesus on the shore. The disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus called out, "Have you caught anything, friends?" When they answered no, he said, "Throw the net out to the starboard and you will find something." So they dropped the net, and there were so many fish that they could not haul it in. The disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." At these words, "It is the Lord," Simon Peter, who had practically nothing on, wrapped his cloak round him and jumped into the water. The other disciple came on in the boat, towing the net and the fish. They were only about 100 yards from land. Now we see how, in a sense, when they go out fishing, they catch nothing because it's kind of fruitless. They are, in a sense, just wandering around. They have really lost a sense of their purpose. And we know, Jesus, from what you say to them on the shore, that they were sort of finding their own way through life at this moment. And they had taken their eyes off you. And since all our life's projects are going to be like that, they're going to be completely rudderless. We're not going to catch any fish if we take our eyes off you, Jesus. And we forget that our purpose in life is to glorify you and to seek to put you at the center of everything that we do. If we feel tempted to slink back into, I don't know, an old way of life of which is covered in shame, or a way of life that is not open to you, Jesus, then we're never going to catch anything. And how gently you teach the disciples that message, first of all, by calling them friends, and then by inviting them to do something very simple, to just fish, something that they always had done. But by asking them to follow your commands, you give them a kind of a new direction, not just to fall into their own way of old way of life, but to do what you ask of them. And so they can, in a sense, raise up that ordinary everyday task that they had done thousands of times before, but in a new way, by following your command. And let's see how fruitful they are. They catch so many fish that they can barely cope with it. There's the answer, Jesus, is that we need to reorientate our lives at times according to the glory of the resurrection, and to see that, well, my future plans have you at their center whenever I'm trying to discern what you want of me, Jesus. Then that is ultimately when I will catch the most amount of fish. As soon as they came ashore, they saw that there was some bread there and a charcoal fire with fish cooking on it. Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore, big, full of fish, 153 of them. And in spite of there being so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples was bold enough to ask, "Who are you?" They knew quite well it was the Lord. Jesus then stepped forward, took the bread and gave it to them, and the same with the fish. This was the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after rising from the dead. John uses a very particular term whenever he's writing this beautiful part of the gospel. He says there was a charcoal fire, and he only uses that word twice in the whole of his gospel. Anthrakia, from which comes our word anthracite. He uses it here whenever you meet the disciples by the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. And he uses the same word whenever Peter is warming himself by the fire at the high priest's house, where Peter denied you. And so John is signaling to us very clearly what this gospel passage is really about. It is about Peter having to make that journey back to that time of denial. And since it all makes sense whenever we see it from this perspective, Peter's running away, Peter's trying to fish, trying to do his own thing, is all trying to deal with the shame of that moment. And here Jesus invites him to revisit that scene, to revisit that charcoal fire, and here not to condemn him, but to share breakfast with him, to share bread and fish, in the same way that he shared the bread and the fish whenever he fed the multitudes, when that miracle becomes a kind of a foreshadowing of the Eucharist, when he can take the bread and the wine and give that to us every day in Holy Communion. And so we see this beautifully tender moment, Jesus, where you are restoring Peter from all of that shame. And you have to have a very serious conversation with him, obviously, from this point onwards. But you want to bring him back to that scene, not in order to condemn him, but in order to free him, to take him away from his old way of life and to give him a new purpose. That's how we bask in the glory of the resurrection, to see that the resurrection gives us a new purpose. Jesus, help us to make the most of that whenever you give it to us. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me during this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's Friday in the octave of Easter, April 22nd, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin the liturgical day as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord. He alone does marvelous deeds. Alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord. He alone does marvelous deeds. Alleluia.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord. He alone does marvelous deeds. Alleluia.
He led Israel out of Egypt. His love endures forever. Alleluia.
He led Israel out of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
Alleluia.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He led Israel out of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
Alleluia.
The Lord has rescued us from our enemies. Alleluia.
The Lord has rescued us from our enemies. Alleluia.
Through the desert, his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever.
He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant, their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever.
And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has rescued us from our enemies. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter of the Apostle Peter. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. It was in the Spirit also that he went to preach to the spirits in prison. They had disobeyed as long ago as Noah's day, while God patiently waited until the ark was built. At that time, a few persons, eight in all, escaped in the ark through the water. You are now saved by a baptismal bath which corresponds to this exactly. This baptism is no removal of physical stain, but the pledge to God of an irreproachable conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with the angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. Christ suffered in the flesh. Therefore, arm yourselves with his same mentality. He who has suffered in the flesh has broken with sin. You are not to spend what remains of your earthly life on human desires, but on the will of God. Already you have devoted enough time to what the pagans enjoy, living lives of debauchery, evil desires, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, wanton idolatry. It is no wonder that those blasphemers are surprised when you do not plunge into the same swamp of profligacy as they. They shall give an accounting to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. The reason the gospel was preached even to the dead was that, although condemned in the flesh in the eyes of men, they still might live in the Spirit in the eyes of God. The consummation of all is close at hand. Therefore, do not be perturbed. Remain calm, so that you will be able to pray. Above all, let your love for one another be constant, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be mutually hospitable without complaining. As generous distributors of God's manifold grace, put your gifts at the service of one another, each in the measure he has received. The one who speaks is to deliver God's message. The one who serves is to do it with the strength provided by God. Thus, in all of you, God is to be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and dominion throughout the ages. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Christ died for our sins, the innocent for the guilty, so that he might lead us back to God. In the flesh, he was put to death. In the spirit, he was raised to life.
Alleluia.
He is seated at God's right hand. He died to make eternal life our heritage.
In the flesh, he was put to death. In the spirit, he was raised to life. Alleluia.
From the Jerusalem Catechesis. When we were baptized into Christ and clothed ourselves in him, we were transformed into the likeness of the Son of God. Having destined us to be his adopted sons, God gave us a likeness to Christ in his glory, and living as we do in communion with Christ, God's anointed, we ourselves are rightly called the anointed ones. When he said, "Do not touch my anointed ones," God was speaking of us. We became the anointed ones when we received the sign of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, everything took place in us by means of images, because we ourselves are images of Christ. Christ bathed in the River Jordan, imparting to its waters the fragrance of his divinity. And when he came up from them, the Holy Spirit descended upon him, like resting upon like. So we also, after coming up from the sacred waters of baptism, were anointed with chrism, which signifies the Holy Spirit, by whom Christ was anointed, and of whom blessed Isaiah prophesied in the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor. Christ's anointing was not by human hands, nor was it with ordinary oil. On the contrary, having destined him to be the Savior of the whole world, the Father himself anointed him with the Holy Spirit. The words of Peter bear witness to this. Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit. And David the prophet proclaimed, "Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of justice. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above all your fellows." The oil of gladness with which Christ was anointed was a spiritual oil. It was, in fact, the Holy Spirit himself, who is called the oil of gladness, because he is the source of spiritual joy. But we too have been anointed with oil, and by this anointing we have entered into fellowship with Christ and have received a share in his life. Beware of thinking that this holy oil is simply ordinary oil and nothing else. After the invocation of the Spirit, it is no longer ordinary oil, but the gift of Christ, and by the presence of his divinity, it becomes the instrument through which we receive the Holy Spirit. While symbolically our foreheads and senses, our bodies are anointed with this oil that we see, our souls are sanctified by the holy and life-giving Spirit.
You have believed the good news and have been sealed according to the promise with the Holy Spirit. He is the pledge of our inheritance.
The promise of freedom for those whom God has won for himself, to the praise of his glory. Alleluia.
God has anointed us and sealed us as his own, and as a pledge of what is to come, he has given us the Spirit that dwells in our hearts.
The promise of freedom for those whom God has won for himself, to the praise of his glory. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory.
and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood.
And bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who gave us the paschal mystery in the covenant you established for reconciling the human race, so dispose our minds, we pray, that what we celebrate by professing the faith, we may express in deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, and today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer. It's all here on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, April 22nd, 2022, on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Peter says, "I'm going fishing." And he and the other apostles get an invitation to breakfast. From the 21st chapter of the Gospel of John.
After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them,
"I'm going fishing. We will go with you."
They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them,
"Children, have you any fish?"
"No."
"Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some."
So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in for the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his clothes, for he was stripped for work, and sprang into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish lying on it and bread. Jesus said to them,
"Bring some of the fish that you have just caught."
So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn.
"Come and have breakfast."
Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. And if you've done any fishing at all, you know that it requires patience. Well, why do you think that Jesus chose so many fishermen as apostles? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. When they came to land, they saw some coals already prepared and some fish and some bread placed upon them. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although they were so many, the net was not torn. The fathers of the church have often commented on this incident, seeing the boat as representing the church. whose unity is symbolized by the net that does not break. The sea is the world. Peter in the boat symbolizes the supreme authority of the church. The number of fish signifies those who are called. We, like the apostles, are the fishermen who have to bring people to the feet of Christ because souls belong to God. Why did the Lord include so many fishermen among his apostles? What were the good points that he saw in them? I think there was one thing which he specially appreciated in those who were to be his apostles, an unshakable patience. They had worked all night and had caught nothing, long hours of waiting after which the gray light of dawn was to bring them their reward, but there was none. What a lot of waiting the Church of Christ has had to endure throughout the centuries, patiently extending her invitations and leaving grace to do its work. What does it matter if she has worked very hard in one place or another and reaped very little for her master? On the basis of his word, in spite of everything, she will launch her nets again until such time as his grace, the limits of which are in no way proportioned to human efforts, brings her again a new catch of fish. We don't know how or when, but all apostolic efforts bear fruit, even though it often happens that we do not see it. Our Lord asks from us Christians the same capacity for patient waiting as he found in the fishermen. He asks us to be constant in our personal apostolate with our friends and acquaintances, never to abandon them or to give up anybody as being impossible. Patience is a principal part of fortitude. It leads us to know how to wait when that is what the situation requires, to use more human and supernatural means, to begin again many times, to take into account our own defects and those of the people we want to bring to God. An indispensable requirement in the apostolate is faith, which is often shown by constancy in speaking about God, even though the fruits are slow to appear. If we persevere and carry on in the firm conviction that the Lord wills it, signs of a Christian revolution will appear around you everywhere. Some will follow the call. Others will take their interior life seriously. And others, the weakest, will at least be forewarned. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app, we pray with the whole church now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
This was the third time Jesus had shown himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
This was the third time Jesus had shown himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let us pray to God the Father, who gave us new life through the risen Christ.
Give us the glory of your Son.
Lord our God, your mighty works have revealed your eternal plan. You created the earth, and you are faithful in every generation.
Hear us, Father of mercy.
Give us the glory of your Son. Purify our hearts with your truth and guide them in the way of holiness,
so that we may do what is pleasing in your sight.
Give us the glory of your Son. Let your face shine upon us,
that we may be freed from sin and filled with your plenty.
Give us the glory of your Son. You gave the apostles the peace of Christ.
Grant peace to your people and to the whole world.
Give us the glory of your Son. We pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Give us the glory of your Son.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, who gave us the Paschal mystery in the covenant you established for reconciling the human race, so dispose our minds, we pray, that what we celebrate by professing the faith, we may express in deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Join Father Rocky and Drew Mariani for a special Divine Mercy Sunday broadcast this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central. I'm Paul Sadek. See you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.